So I'm sure in terms of Kendrick and Drake, they are well prepared. I'm not here to say who's up 1-0, is it tied. I want to see a good bout. I don't want to see a one round knockout. Top of the top, episode 246, Stash House Podcast, your boy Tyler checking in. First time listeners, thank y'all for tuning in. If you tune in weekly, salute. And there's just an episode, so some topics you may want to hear about, thank you as well. Podcasts available on all podcast streaming platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. Subscribe to your preferred streaming platform. Subscribe to the YouTube page. Like this video on YouTube. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Check out this podcast. All support, greatly, greatly appreciated. Hope everyone had a safe week, safe weekend. Do the same this upcoming week. Quick podcast note, no episode next week. I will be back on the 30th, and I'm sure when I return on the 30th, there will be plenty to talk about. We got the NBA playoffs tipping off very soon. I want to say tonight, the play-in starts, and by the time the weekend comes, the actual NBA playoffs will be taking place, so I got to jump into that world. I hate I couldn't do an NBA playoffs preview, but so much going on in music. We had WrestleMania, of course, so a lot of things came in the way of the NBA playoffs, but I'll be sure to tap back in with that when I return. I'm going no notes this episode. So much been going on in the hip-hop world, and that's what I want to talk about this episode. Kind of want to be in and out because, like I said, I don't have no notes, and I really just want to talk about the response records that happened on Saturday, but I kind of want to go in order as well because last week episode, I came in here and said, yo, I'm recording before night two of WrestleMania, which should translate into I'm also recording before Sunday night Dreamville Fest. Now, I'm thinking something was going to happen at Dreamville Fest Sunday night. I knew something was going to happen, whether J. Cole, Drake both perform. Of course, J. Cole had dropped the Mike Delete Later project, so I'm sure he was going to talk about that. So I woke up Monday, and I saw everything like everyone else. J. Cole apologized to Kendrick Lamar for his 7-minute drill record. And oddly enough, I saw he was performing records from Mike Delete Later as well. So I guess when it came down to, okay, are you going to perform 7-minute drill, he stopped the show and just gave his apology. I'm paraphrasing. It didn't feel right in his spirit. He felt like it was the lamest shit he ever done. He felt like just wrong. He said he couldn't sleep for the past 2 days, discrediting Kendrick's catalog. He told everybody to make some noise. They think Kendrick Lamar one of the greatest to ever do it. All that good stuff. Basically backtracking. Not even 3 days after you drop the response record. I'm not even calling it a diss record. It's a response record. It was just a response. And I talked about it last week. It's a response. Great. That's what we want. I don't want a first round knockout. I'm going to talk about this later. I don't want the first round, oh, one song, that's it. No. These are the guys who have been on top of the game over 10 years. Like I said, we grew up with these guys, Kendrick Cole. We grew up with these guys. Everybody that's involved, not just those three. We grew up, and the game been so stale for a while. Like I said, as long as we get music out of it, entourages don't get involved. We don't wake up to, you know, oh, such and such was at the club last. No, man, keep it on wax, as they say back in, keep it on wax. So when I saw Cole apologize, yes, I was disappointed. Not only because it was less, you didn't let it breathe for the whole weekend. You didn't say nothing I felt like was, you know, said Kendrick would take away like, oh, dang, bro, that's what you got to say? Album catalog is all opinionated. I don't think he went a low blow or nothing like that. From my point of view, maybe he feel different. But as well, I do echo what a lot of people are saying. Cole has been on these features. Cole has been on these songs since 2018 saying, send me any beat, I'm smoking it. Put me on the track with your favorite rapper. I'm coming out with the best verse. Who wanna step up? I feel like I'm in my prime now. Cole been talking like he's been waiting on this moment for years. And now when it comes, you drop a response, and you immediately backtrack. I was disappointed. I was very disappointed. course, when it comes to people saying, you know, they didn't sit right with their spirit, their mental, nothing I can say about that. But in terms of as a hip-hop fan, a lover of this genre, that's what it's all about. Cole versus Kendrick, if not saying they would go head-to-head, but just say Cole, Kendrick, I don't think nothing would have happened in the streets, as people been saying. I think they know it's just records. Apologize after it's all said and done. So how you feel about 7 minutes? Man, I ain't gonna lie, y'all. Like, I really hate I did that, but you know, it was, I did it. I had to stand on it. Come on, man. If anything, don't drop nothing. Don't drop the 7 minute drill. Don't drop Mike Delete later. You're headlining your own festival. Speak on it then. What I really thought the energy Cole would come with, hey, Drake, Kendrick, whoever win out of y'all two, y'all come see me afterwards. Something like that. It's your festival, you're headlining it. You could have not dropped nothing and just waited to respond then. If he would have not dropped anything and got on stage at Dreamville Fest and said, yeah, I know y'all want to hear what I got to say about the light that, man, Kendrick, that's my dog. Drake, that's my dog. We just got our tour together. I'm going to stay out of it. Whoop de whoop. I hope those brothers, you know, just keep it on wax. Whoever come out on top, that's who the people declare. You know, I would have respected that more. But don't drop a response then backtrack while you headlining your own festival. That's my thing. Cause I said, I feel like Cole probably feel like he in the middle. He just got off tour with Drake. I'm sure him and K-Dot still got some type of relationship. He probably feel like the man in the middle. So he could have just stayed out of it, headline his own festival, speak on it then. It still would have been disappointing because, like, damn, Cole, like, especially now with everything that happened, it's like, damn, I know Cole ready. I know Cole got something coming. So now with the fall off creeping up, I am curious to see how the response will be to the fall off whenever he do drop it. And I've also seen a lot of J. Cole fans saying maybe this is all a grand scheme of the fall off. Could they say he apologized? That's not really J. Cole-like in terms of, you know, going toe-to-toe with the top guys. And supposedly they say this video going around of him forgetting his lyrics at a show. I haven't seen that one yet. But they're saying maybe it's part of the grand scheme. I'm like, well, rap about it. Don't do it. Rap about it. I'd rather you just get on the track and be like, yo, 7 Drew, I hate I did that shit, but I forgot my lyric. But don't do it and just be like, oh, this is part of a bigger play. It's like, I don't got time for this. Granted, I'm ready to see the back and forth, everything that's happening. But I don't want this shit to last all year now, granted. By the time the summertime get here, we got to declare something. I don't think it'll be a winner or loser, but it may be maybe Dot song just a little bit too much. Hey, maybe Drake, they bowed out again. Jay Prince got involved. Something like that. I don't want this to last all year. So, Cole, yeah, I was disappointed, man. I was very disappointed. Just because he's been talking like he's been waiting on this moment for years, and now it's finally here. You back out of it. So that's J. Cole. I guess he's waved his flag, throwing his white towel, Cole to the side. Now, let's get the Future. Metro Boomin, We Still Don't Trust You. 18 records. Features, we got The Weeknd. We got Lil Baby. J. Cole, I'm guessing that's an old verse from what the timeline's saying. And A$AP Rocky. The first half, because on Tidal, it's split up into Volume 1, Volume 2. And I heard people saying Spotify and Apple Music the same way. And Metro Boomin even tweeted, we gave y'all two albums and a mixtape. So on We Still Don't Trust You, I guess that's the first 18 tracks. And the last 7 are the mixtape, which, I don't know, like I guess a streaming era, I don't know. But yeah, that last half, that 7, that's supposed to be the mixtape, that's the Future and Metro Boomin I prefer. We Still Don't Trust You, it's a slower tempo. It's still some upbeat records, but it's not all the toxic R&B Future that I really don't prefer. That once again, on the timeline, this the real Future, this the Future we've been waiting on. I just don't see it in the R&B style Future does from here and there. I get it. He recognizes his fan base, also knows that side of him, but I'm still just here for the street, trap, dark, Metro Boomin, Zaytoven, Southside production, up-tempo Future. I still listen to the We Still Don't Trust You just because it's like I got to do it for the podcast, even though I don't have too many notes on it. But I was like, dang, it is that. Because, of course, when he announced that him and Metro got two albums, people automatically assume one's going to be street, the other one's going to be R&B. And I was holding on faith that that wouldn't be the case. But like I said, all these records aren't necessarily R&B Toxic Future. If you hear the content, I still don't like just the way he approaches those type of production and those type of records. It's just like, I feel like he just whining and moaning sometimes. I just be like, I'm not here for that Future. And you can see the total difference in those first 18 compared to that second half, that's the mixtape. So I really don't got too much to say about the project outside of, once again, ASAP Rocky is featured. He's taking shots at Drake, supposedly. That's the last back and forth I really want to see is Drake and ASAP Rocky. ASAP Rocky, for one, I totally understand if he don't want to make music no more. You with Rihanna, you got two kids. It's been a good minute since we got a great solo ASAP Rocky album. Nonetheless, an ASAP Mob album. So Drake, ASAP, I'm cool on that one. Weekend, of course, he's supposed to take some shots. He's posting stuff on Instagram as well. It just, out of all this that's going on, since We Don't Trust You came out, since the Light That record came out, before I get to the Drake response, Rick Ross response, I just want to know what exactly is going on. I said that weeks ago. They don't do interviews, so we technically don't know what's going on. In Ross' record, he did kind of put out a little information. That's what I really want to, I mean, like I said, I'm here for the lyrical exercise, what you got to say, what you got to say. But the media person in me is still wondering, like, what exactly has happened that supposedly the industry has flipped on Drake. I do want to know. I will say I got ideas, like Rick Ross said in his record about with French Montana and Drake. I wonder if it's more like business side of things, like, because that's what I'm hearing about Future, Metro, and Drake's situation. That is the way Drake linked up with 21 Savage to do Her Loss and all that. And I was like, okay. I'm trying to just understand what's the purpose. Kendrick and Drake, I kind of feel like they're just on some who's on top, who's the guy. J. Cole was involved, but he backed out. So I'm thinking Kendrick and Drake is more of let's just see who's the top guy. The rest of these situations, I don't know. And who knows, maybe Drake and Kendrick more than that. But I really want to know, like, what's actually going on? Like I said, they don't do interviews, and I can't take what podcasters and all that got to say. I really want to hear from the people's mouth, like, what's going on? So you got all these people, you know, coming at Drake or whatever, and, I mean, I'm sure Drake going to hold his own, as we see. Can he go round for round? And this is another thing. I don't want us to get sidetracked, at least me. I'm here for Drake Kendrick. I respect what Ross doing. I'm interested to see where that goes. But when it comes down to records back and forth, I want to see Drake Kendrick. And it seems as if at the time I'm recording, who knows? While I'm recording, somebody else might drop a diss record. Who knows? But what I'm seeing now from waking up after this crazy Saturday we just had, it seemed like Drake trying to move his attention more to Rick Ross after what Rick Ross did. Now let's talk about these records that dropped Saturday. First, let's start with Drake, the Push-Ups record. It popped up on my Twitter timeline, and it immediately got weird. We are in the day and age now where a guy can drop a response record, unmastered, sounds like he just recorded it and threw it on the timeline. And people automatically assume it's AI, it's fake, it's not real. I'm like, wait a minute now. What did this? I get it. I've been hearing about AI in terms of music with the Drake song, because like Drake, The Weeknd, Rihanna, I believe Beyonce, like these are not these guys, these artists' songs, it's AI. I heard that a lot last year, but I was really confused why that was the first thing people were saying when the Drake leak popped up on the timeline. I'm like, damn, like, we can't just speculate and just be like, okay, this is the response. Somebody leaked it. Like, that's a thing. Like, that was a thing. Like, people leak records. So I found that very, very strange. And then supposedly he sent it to the Academics guy. He started streaming. It was definitely mixed and mastered by the time Academics got it. And we heard the record. My overall opinion, just like with J. Cole's 7-minute drill, it's a response. Now, what I do hate about this, and I said it, is no winner or loser, because fans will be biased. You got Drake fans coming out, oh, it's a rap for Kendrick, it's a rap for everybody. He went at multiple people, Metro Boomin, sit down, play the drums. Then you got the other side, the Kendrick fans, or just, you know, people who know music. What Drake was saying about Kendrick, they was putting up charts. Drake said this about Kendrick, but this can also apply to Drake as well. Your label, extortion, they're like, Drake, we ain't gonna forget. Jay Prince made you link up with Kanye, do that concert. That we heard nothing about the funds or nothing like that for Larry Hoover, because it was like a free Larry Hoover concert. We heard nothing else about where the proceeds went, none of that. So, in terms of what Drake was saying about Kendrick, 50% with the 50 push-up, when he was doing the video with the push-ups, it's great. When I heard it, I was like, okay, he ready. I never doubted Drake was ready. I was like, okay, he ready. But when people say some of this can apply to you as well, it's kind of like, damn. You know what I'm saying? It's great. You got the video of Kendrick doing the push-ups, dropping Give Me 50. 50% of you, he like had to give a top 50% to leave TDE. Supposedly he was hitting up top to reconcile with him and Drake. Drake did what he's supposed to do in terms of how people look at Kendrick a certain way. Like, damn, did you really get stored? Did you really ask? He did what he's supposed to do in that aspect. The Big Three bar with SZA got you, 21 got you, Travis got you. It was funny, but at the same time, I'm like, all right, I get it. You got to make people laugh. You got to make people think like, damn, is Kendrick business all in, you know, all in order? So in terms of Drake, Kendrick, I think he did a great job of responding to Kendrick. He left plenty of room, though, for Kendrick to come back. So we had waited, what, about 2-3 weeks for Drake to respond? I'm not putting Kendrick on a week clock, but I'm sure we're going to get a Kendrick response very soon. And Drake was witty with that as well, saying, I know you got a record that you've been holding for 4 years, going to drop it. I do like that as well, because I do think Kendrick is very well prepared for this. He may have a song that's 4 years old. He may just drop out the drop and say, yeah, this is the song that I've been having for 4 years. And I got another one coming after that. So I'm sure in terms of Kendrick and Drake, they are well prepared. I'm not here to say who's up 1-0, is it tied? I want to see a good bout. I don't want to see a one-round knockout. I'm anticipating, and I'm sure Kendrick will respond soon. And I do like the fact that Drake, he did what he had to do with Kendrick and everyone else. He had to go at multiple people. Because like I said, it seems as if everybody just like, they looked at each other like, hey man, you talked with bruh Drake, he did this. He's like, yeah, he did that to me. Oh, I heard he did it with French Montana. Like, it seems something has gone on in the industry with Drake, so he had to respond to multiple people. I love the Metro Boomin, sit your whole ass down and play some drum. It was funny. He did what he needed to do. But I do not want to get sidetracked of, we are here for Drake and Kendrick. He said something about Ross. Ross, champagne moments. Within 3 to 4 hours after Drake's response was made official, Ross jumped back in. Once again, unmastered sound. Like he just made it, a quick beat. Hey, make something real quick. What Ross was saying in terms of rapping wasn't all that crazy. But I saw on Twitter somebody said Ross felt more like a diss record, more than just a response. At the end, like you send the cease and desist to French Montana and whoop whoop. And I found it funny, folks were like, damn, Rick Ross jumped out immediately for French Montana. But when Meat was going at Drake, Ross was like, I'm just the OG sitting on the car letting the two young homies fight. So I did find that funny. They're like, damn, he jumped out the window for French Montana, but Meat couldn't get that back in the day. But Ross felt like a diss. He was saying, yeah, we all know you had surgery, your six-pack going, that's why you wearing that goofy shit on stage. Both guys, Drake, push-ups, Rick Ross champagne moments, they brought back the energy. Like that a couple weeks ago, it was a moment, but now we just waiting on responses. Cole was involved. That's when I'm like, now even more, I'm like, damn, why Cole had to jump out. why Cole had to just throw in the towel, man. Now, I can see people saying he saw, you know, he got to go at multiple people. Because if you're standing by Drake, you might get it. I think that's what some people looking at. Like, Cole probably like, I don't want to go at everybody. I just want to find out who's the best guy. But if I got to go at multiple people. But I don't think the Ross Drake will last long, even though Ross is funny as hell. Drake can be funny, but I'm seeing some texts to his mom that he posted, which is kind of I don't know why would you do that, but I'm curious to see where this goes. But I'm here for Kendrick Drake, and I'm positive Kendrick is gonna respond soon. But I'm not mad at what Drake did on push-ups. I'm not. Drake has shown he's been prepared for these type of moments. That's one thing you really can't take away from. I hate how the thing with him and Pusha ended. I think that could have had a couple more rounds to go. And I hope this one doesn't turn out like that one. I hope he doesn't get sensitive. But I was thinking about this. Speaking of Pusha T, I was thinking about this. In Pusha words, Drake got people in his camp that talks a lot. And the way Drake came at Kendrick saying, I'm more respected in your city. Kendrick got the whole West Coast. That's what I think Drake, if anything, I think Drake slipped up on with push-ups. Kendrick got that coast on lock, dog. You ain't about to infiltrate that. You ain't about to infiltrate that. You can't go that route. That's why I'm waiting to see Kendrick's response and see where Drake goes from there. Because Drake did the whole Maroon 5, Taylor Swift. Well, Drake, you a pop star as well. You can't talk street to Kendrick. He's from Compton. You can't talk money with him because nobody's really caring about money in this type of back and forth. No back and forth in hip-hop. I'm really concerned about who got more money. I'm not really. That's what made the Rick Ross thing funnier. It's like Ross got nothing but time on his hand at that, with all that big-ass house with all them acres and animals and shit. He got nothing but time. He went on stage last night at some club wearing a Drake hoodie. So it's like Rick Ross, he can be just as petty as Drake on the internet as well. So I think the boy got to shuffle and move a little bit. You got to figure out which angle to come for Kendrick. That can't be your best shot, though, at Kendrick. Even on the push-ups record, he teased like a beat switch at the end saying, you know, don't let the demon out yet. You know, I still got more to go. So maybe he is prepared. I really want to see that in terms of Kendrick and Drake. What can they say about? Because like that, I took as a direct shot to Cole and Drake. I know people saying, you know, Kendrick's was just a verse. Drake dropped the whole song. I'm like, dog, once again, I'm not looking for the knockout first round. Let this keep going for a minute. Not all year, though. Not all year. By the time summer ends, we might as well be able to look back at this time and be like, yeah, that what got the game back going. And I'm getting the sense that a lot of people in the game just sitting back watching. You're not really seeing too many people talking about dropping an album or nothing like that in the hip-hop world. I think people just sitting back and want to see how this play out. Especially after J. Cole apologized. They're like, oh, what's going on? Got Drake dropped Saturday. Hours later, Rick Ross dropped. Who knows what this week got in store? Who knows? Like I said, by the time I'm recording this now and editing, somebody else may drop. Now, it is some people I just don't want to hear from. Like, I'm sure we're not going to hear too much from Future anytime soon. R.I.P. Rico Wade, founding member of the Dungeon Family. He passed. R.I.P. Mr. C up in New York. He was heavy involved with Breaking Biggie back in the day, so I do want to say that as well. I don't think we hear from Future. Metro, how can you respond to that as a producer? Like I said, ASAP, I'm not really, you know what I'm saying, The Weeknd, I don't really care about. I do want to see where Rick Ross and Drake go, and of course, like I said, Drake and Kendrick. But like I said, no episode next week. I will be back the 30th. This has been episode 246, Stash House Podcast. Make sure you guys go out, have a great work week, great school week, stay safe, be mindful of your surroundings, drink plenty of water. Keep me in your prayers. I'll do the same for y'all. Salute.